pray you anoint the lips of the people that speak today, Lord, that they would speak your words, Lord, that you would place your words in their heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, today, Miss Lily is going to be speaking for us. So, Lily, you want to go ahead and come up here?
Okay, so the Lord has basically been speaking to me about, like, complaining. Okay, and we all do it. We're all guilty of that. I'm positive that we are. Right, Nick. And what receipt do you have in your wallet? Just saying. I'm just kidding, Nick. Anyway, so, like, lately I've been, like, facing, like, I feel like, I don't know, like, I've been really down lately because I feel like all these horrible things are happening to me, which they're not even really that bad now that I think about it, but, you know, it's just silly to just sit there and waste time complaining, you know, like, I mean, I understand going to, like, that one person, not, like, all the people that you know, that one person that you trust in most and that you, like, love, like, God, talking to him about it, and he'll take care of it. Also, sharing, I mean, if you have a husband or, like, a boyfriend or, like, a best friend or something, you know, just sharing your feelings with them and just telling them what's going on and what you're upset about, you know, but only once, you know, not, like, over and over and over again, because that's complaining, you know. Getting it out once, that's, I mean, as the way you do it is, like, depends on if you're, like, complaining or not. Like, if you're just telling them your feelings and what's been going on and stuff, you know, and you get it out once, you shouldn't bring it back up again because God's already handling it, you know. And I've been dealing with that a lot lately, you know, because in Micah, he's the one that, you know, just kind of got me thinking about it and talking about it and stuff. Because, you know, I have been complaining lately, you know, about my job. And, you know, I feel like, you know, just these things at my work or whatever. Like, and my job is a blessing. I'm blessed to have a job right now and to get one, like, especially, like, in, like, hard times in our country right now. Like, to get a job, you know, I'm really blessed to have this job. And Micah was like, oh, well, this is just a trial. And, you know, and once you make it through, you know, you're going to be abundantly successful. And I, you know, I'm just trying to, like, listen to the Lord. And I know that the Lord is speaking through Micah to me because, and Micah's really been a great help with that because it's nice to have someone to talk to, you know, someone physically there, you know, that you can see. I mean, I know that you should all, like, lay all your problems on God first and foremost. But, you know, It's nice because Micah, he's led by the Spirit, and I know that he has my best interest. And he, when I can't see what God is trying to tell me, he can tell me, you know. Because, I mean, right now, well, not right now. I mean, my eyes are, like, starting to open up now, finally. But, you know, my eyes were kind of closed, and Micah saw what I clearly couldn't see. And I just, complaining, though, is more like, if you're complaining about someone, it's unforgiveness, you know. And I didn't really think of it that way until yesterday. And I'm like, well, Mike is right, you know. I need to forgive these people, and I need to move on and let the Lord deal with it and stop complaining, you know. So I guess that's all I really, really wanted to talk about. But I thought it was really, really important, and, like, it's not really, it's more of a teaching for me, but it's helpful to everyone. So, because I know that we all complain and hold grudges and need to forgive, but that's basically what I'm going to talk about.
Bless God. I like what you said. It's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. Complaining, you said it's, you know, the way you go about it is important. The way you talk about it is important. And addressing it like a heart, it's a heart issue. If you address it as complaining and you go, I'm complaining, and you're telling everyone, the way you present it is a hard issue. You go, you know what, this is what I've been going through. I need prayer for that. That's different. You know, that's not complaining. You're going, because I believe God can bring me up out of this, and I believe I am trusting in God, and I want you to stand next to me in faith and believe with me that I will not be disappointed. So there, that is, I really appreciate that. There's a distinct difference there with complaining and actually pushing through and doing what God wants you to do. Today I want to talk about our goal in discipleship training when you get up here and speak, what our goal is. And this doesn't just apply, though, to discipleship training. This you can apply to other areas of your life as well, actually quite a few areas of your life. I've personally applied this to many areas of my life. And our goal, though, right now in discipleship training is to get you ready so that you can come up here and you can speak, like I've said before, for 30 minutes, for an hour, or longer, and be comfortable with that, and be comfortable with getting up, you know, and speaking and sharing what God has laid on your heart. Or do what, like what Lily did today. She didn't have any notes or anything, but God's been talking to her about something, and she was able to get up here and talk about, you know, this is what God's been dealing with me with, about. This is what God's been talking to me about, and I just wanted to share that with you. You know, the Bible says to be in, ready in season and out of season. So sometimes we're not always prepared. We don't always have it written out. We don't always have a script. But you know what? God says, always be ready to give an account for the hope that is within you. Be ready to speak about the gospel, the good news that God has placed on the inside of you. You know, the thing that I always think about is, you know, if you have some really good news, whether or not you have a speech prepared about it, generally, you're excited and more than willing and ready to share that if someone asks you to. You know, if you have really good news, let's say God healed you of a terminal illness, you can share about that whether or not you had time to prepare something, because it's good news. It's something you're excited about. It's something you want to talk about, something you want to tell other people. Hey, God can help you too because he brought me through this. In the same way, when God helps you in any area of your life, it's a God thing, and we should be excited about that and be ready and willing to share that good news that he has placed in our hearts. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, of course, we're not going to get there to our goal all at once. You have to take it in steps. I don't know of any goals that I've completed all in one step. So goals, well, if I did, they were really small goals. The goal was to make the first step. So you can't, though, meet a goal all in one step. So our next step is going to be a seven-minute speech that you're going to get up here and talk for 7 minutes about what the Lord's laid on your heart. And I urge you, you know, to pray about it and spend time in prayer thinking about it. And one thing that's always good when you're planning on speaking for longer periods of time is to plan for more than what time you have, because I know a lot of times I talk fast. A lot of people have the same problem. You have a tendency to talk fast. And you had, you know, you practiced it maybe even in front of the mirror and it took 8 minutes. You're like, I am prepared. And then you get up there and it's like 2 minutes and you're halfway through it and you're going, oh, Lord, you're going to need to come up with something because I don't have anything. But bless God, he's faithful. If you trust him, he can bring something to your remembrance that you can talk about. You just have to keep an open ear, an open mind, and you keep your spirit open and go, Lord, place your words in my mouth like we prayed about. Place your words in my mouth so that I will have the words to speak, because right now I don't have them written down. But I am trusting you to give them to me, because it's not about you. It's not about your physical capabilities, because everyone can speak. All of us can make syllables and say words. But the key is God giving you the grace to put that together, to present it and bring life and speak life into other people. Amen. So, this is our goal, this is our vision, is to get to that point where we can speak and we can talk and you can give like a Sunday sermon or something like that. How many of you have ever set goals before? Just about everybody. At some point in your life, you set a goal. How many of you have ever missed a goal or fallen short of one? I already have my hand up for that. So, yeah. We've all set goals, and then you go, you know what, for some reason I did not make that goal, you know, for one reason or another. But the number one reason why people don't match their goals, you know, you set a goal and then you don't reach it, because we have a goal here and we're trying to reach it. And so you go, why did I not reach some of my other goals? And the problem is that you don't have a vision for that goal. That goal is not a reality to you. You cannot see yourself completing that goal. You cannot see yourself accomplishing the thing that you've set out to do. You know, a lot earlier this year, for 2010, I set a goal for being able to jog 12 miles at a pace of 12 minutes a mile. So for you math people, that's 2 hours and 24 minutes. So I set that goal for 2010, and at first, I didn't see myself being able to do that goal. I was actually praying about what goals to set, a physical goal, and God just gave that to me. I wrote it down without thinking, and then I came back the next day, and I go, what is this? I am supposed to do that? So, you know, I was going, Lord, I'm having a little bit of trouble wrapping my mind around that goal, you know, doing that. And he said, Luke, trust me. He goes, I will give you the vision to do it. And he gave me a scripture verse. Because I go, Lord, I need to build my faith because I can't see myself doing that. So I prayed for a scripture verse, and he gave me the scripture verse. Said, I renew your youth like the eagles. And he said, just say that as you jog. So I would jog, and the first time I did it, it took everything in me to go 3 miles. And afterwards, I was crawling off the treadmill, panting, going, Lord, 12, are you sure? I'm not sure I heard from you right. But it was still there. It was still 12. God doesn't change his mind. So it was still 12 miles. So I kept doing it. I kept jogging and jogging. And there were times, I'm not going to lie to you, there were times I did not feel like it. I got on the treadmill, and about half a mile in, I was like, Lord, I am ready to quit right now. Right now, it'll be easy. I'll get off this treadmill. I'll go eat me a bowl of ice cream. I go sit on the couch and watch some TV. Amen? But something in me kept me going. Something in me kept me on that treadmill. And it wasn't me. It wasn't because Luke is this determined person who has great amounts of self-discipline. In fact, if you know myself like I know myself, you know that's not true. The self-discipline factor is a lot of times very small. I get distracted very easily. So to stand there and just jog in the same spot for 2 hours just seems like misery almost. I mean, how could you do that to yourself? So, but there was something in me that kept driving me. It kept driving me, and I kept repeating that scripture verse, and every time I would say it, I could see myself going farther. I could see myself going farther. Whether or not I was actually able to go farther was, you know, not the point. I could see myself going farther. I went from jogging 3 miles to jogging 5 miles to jogging 6 miles. And I jogged 6 miles two or three times. Actually, it was about three times. And for some reason, I could not get any farther than 6 miles. And I was stuck there, and I wanted to quit. Like, I'm doing 6 miles, and this is taking up a big part of my week, just standing on this treadmill, and I don't feel like going all the way. You know, maybe that goal was too lofty. Maybe it was too much. Maybe I should settle for like 8 and just call it quits because I can't seem to get past the 6 mile marker. I just get exhausted and I have to get off after that. But I kept saying that scripture verse. I kept doing it. Even when I didn't feel it, even when I didn't feel a calling, I just kept doing it because that's what the Lord told me to do. And then one day I got back from school. It was on a Wednesday. And I got on the treadmill, and I was saying that scripture verse, and I went 6 miles, and I kept going. And I went 7 miles, and I kept going. And I went 9 miles, and I kept going. And I went 10 miles, and I kept going. And I kept saying that scripture verse. And yes, my legs ached like crazy, and my feet went hurt, and then they went numb, which was actually a good thing. But I kept saying that scripture verse, and I kept going. And that day, I went 12 miles. I met that goal. And I was like, thank you, Lord, because I know I didn't do that in myself. Because just a couple of days ago, I couldn't go any farther than 6. And you go, the physical ability in a couple of days did not change from 6 to 12. What changed was my ability to see that vision that God had placed inside of me. To see that call. And he is placing a vision in each one of you that you can be someone that can get up here and speak. You can be someone that can reach the masses for Jesus Christ. You can present the gospel to anyone, anywhere, that when God lays it on your heart And he goes, I need someone to go witness that. You go, yes, Lord, send me. Send me. I am ready and willing to go because I am equipped. God has placed that vision on the inside of you. So if you get up here to speak and it feels uncomfortable and it feels like you can't do it and it feels like you're running out of material, you know what? Just stop and go, Lord, I am trusting you for this. And whether or not I feel like it, I know that you've placed this vision on the inside of me and that you are going to bring this to pass because I can't do it on my own. So the difference is the vision. And that vision, it spoke to me, and it spoke louder than the aches and pains of my legs or my numb feet. It spoke louder than that. And do you know what that vision said? Do you know what that vision said? And it's saying this to you right now. It says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It said that I renew your youth like the eagles. That's what that vision says. That's what that vision was saying to me as I jogged. That's what it was saying. Now, did I feel like it? Absolutely not. But regardless, when the feelings, you know, when all the happy feelings go away and it is your turn to get up here to speak, or it's your turn and God is tugging on your heart going, I want you to go over there and talk to that person in the grocery store. I want you to talk to that person at school or at work about me. I want you to share the love of Christ with that person over there. When God's tugging on your heart, the thing that's going to matter, at that point you won't feel all the happy feelings usually. That's usually not there. What is the only thing that's left at that point is your vision, how well you can see the thing that God has called you to do. And you go, Lord, I know you want me to do this, and I'm going to trust you. Whether or not I feel it, whether or not I want to do it, it may make me uncomfortable, it may stretch me. That's a good thing, because if it stretches you, then it'll grow you. So it may stretch me, it may grow me, and you know what? God will do it. You just have to trust him. You just have to trust him. God isn't always, when God looks for someone to do his work, he doesn't look for the best equipped person. He looks for the most willing person. You know, I remember Oral Roberts, he has a huge ministry, huge gospel ministry, started a college. But he said, the Lord told him, he goes, Oral, I picked several other people to do what you're doing before I picked you. He goes, but you were the first one that was willing and said yes. He goes, and that's why I blessed you with this ministry. He goes, that's why I blessed you, because you were the first one to say yes. He goes, I had this for other people, but you were the first one to say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. And a lot of times it's not a matter of how good you are at speaking, how, you know, your great charisma, your great, you know, personality. It has to do with being willing to let God use you. And going, you know what, whether or not I'm afraid, whether or not I feel fear, regardless of the feelings that I feel, I'm going to step out in faith. I'm going to act on faith and not on this feeling that I'm experiencing. Amen? Amen. Amen. So when you feel afraid, you feel defeated, you want to hold on to that vision. You know, like I said, this doesn't just apply to speaking. This applies to every area of your life. When faith seems weak and victory lost, that was the name of, I believe, a book that someone wrote. But when faith seems weak and victory lost, what do you do? What do you do when faith seems weak and victory lost? Ephesians 6, chapter 13, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 14 gives a great example of this. And we're going to turn there real quick. Ephesians chapter 6. In verses 13 and the beginning of 14, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, once you've done everything to stand and you feel like you've got nothing left, stand therefore. And then he talks about standing there with all the armor of God on. He says, when you've done everything to stand, and you're in the, he says right there, the evil day, when everything looks evil around you, when the situation looks bleak, when faith seems weak and your victory is lost, what do? You stand. And he said, stand therefore with your loins girded about with truth. So you stand. You stand, and you stand in that vision that he has given you. You stand in his word, and you go, you know what, Lord, you gave me this vision, and although it doesn't look like it's working in the natural right now, you said it would work, and so that's all I need. That is all I need to stand on. Because regardless of what it looks like around me, I'm going to continue to believe that you are going to bring this to pass. And it doesn't have to do with me. It doesn't have to do with you. All right? Amen. All right, so we're going to close. We're going to close with prayer here, and then they're going to get set up for service. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that you place your vision in our hearts, Lord, that you prepare our hearts to speak, and you give us the words to speak. Lord, I thank you that you have given us the victory, even when it seems like there is no victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Now, for next week, let's see here. Next week is actually prayer. It's also Easter Sunday. And then the week after that, let's see here, Hannah and Lily will be speaking for the 7-minute speech. Thank you.